Okay, I have three injuries to report. Alex Green had a quad strain. BJ Raji had an ankle sprain, and Sam looked like he had a bruised hip pointer there in that last drill. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, why did you change the schedule for next week?
Well, I changed the schedule for a number of different reasons. Going through the planning this offseason, going to a one-a-day night schedule, we had a plan, you know, 1 and 1A, and we're going to 1A just for the fact that we lost a day or two in the early part of camp. We do play early. I think it's important to get the players and probably the whole football operations on a different time schedule. The time schedule I'm referring to is an in-season type schedule. So I'll get their body clocks going a week earlier than normal because we're starting our season a half a week earlier than normal. So this is something that we wanted to look at. But when we did release the initial schedule, we went with the one a day for the first 2 weeks in camp. But this was an option all along. And I thought it was great that we were able to get through the install phase with this new schedule. It gave us a lot of extra time to teach. And I think it really helped our young guys to spend the extra time in the classroom and also with the walkthroughs in the gymnasium. But it's time to we need to move more towards an in-season mindset. It won't be an in-season schedule exactly. We'll still do the extra meeting times in the afternoon and cater to, particularly to our younger players at the end of the day. So that's why we switched.
Mike, did you think at any level that maybe it was turning into a really long day and maybe you weren't getting what you wanted out of practice? Was that a factor?
I thought the practices were good. It was pretty typical. I think if you chart the last, the prior 5 years, you have some up and down practices through the install. It is a long day. I mean, there's no question about that. Practicing at night, the rest and recovery probably isn't what you think it is on paper, because of players when they do leave here, it's 9:30 and they're probably not able to wind down to 11:30 at night. So there's a lot of good information that came out of this, and we're always looking to improve from a scheduling standpoint. I think scheduling is a big part of how you train your football team. I think it's a way you can gain an advantage. So that's why we've been creative and been able to adjust our schedule. But, it's to me, you have two types of schedule. You have a training camp schedule, and then at some point in training camp, you get to an in-season schedule, and we're doing it a week early for the reasons I just stated.
This White House visit, obviously, it's a celebration of the last few, but at the same time, how are you going to use it as a motivational tool for the uninitiated and the guys that didn't participate in the success of the championship team?
I really think that'll take care of itself. I've never personally been inside the White House, so just on a personal note, I'm looking forward to that experience. Just the fact to be able to meet the president and understand why we're going. I think it's a great opportunity for our organization to experience it, and it is also gives our younger players something to look towards too. So I think it's going to be a wonderful experience, and the timing is fits with the Cleveland business trip, and we're looking forward to getting over there. So I would think they'd definitely be motivated once they walk out of there.
If Sam can't play because of the injury, and if you sit Tremont and Charles, you got a couple other guys hurt, I think you only have three corners left. I know it's only a preseason game. Is that any concern that you're kind of thin there?
Well, anytime you have injuries to your team, you have to make adjustments. And we've had injuries the last couple of days to the cornerback position, and it was a concern today when we went through the initial play time, and we'll meet on it again tomorrow. And frankly, we'll probably take those Saturdays meeting to see how a couple of these guys come out, injury-wise. But, yes, we're definitely a little thin at corner.
Like, we usually don't get you after you've had your game planning meeting. Did you get a good idea, or did you figure out how you want to break up snaps on Saturday?
It'll be similar to what we've done in the past from an offensive defensive standpoint, but I wouldn't put a lot of put a lot into when they're playing in the game, because I think it's important with the fatigue injuries that we've had to this point to try to find balance between the offensive defensive snaps and the special team reps. So we're going to attempt to move certain positions throughout the game. Meaning playing, it's not exactly who they're playing with and when they're playing. It's more about trying to spread some of their reps out. We're trying to be smart from a physical standpoint because, we've had less time together, training camp, offseason, and so forth. We don't think it's smart to jump into preseason exactly how we have in the past, where sometimes the reps are lopsided at certain positions. And younger players play a whole lot one game and veterans don't, and then you flip it the next game. So we're going to try to balance that out the best we can.
So you do that like mixing and matching. It won't be all the ones all together all the time.
It's like a lot of things in life. It looks good on paper right now, but we'll see that on Saturday. So preseason games are a challenge, especially on special teams. You're trying to look at a lot of different people. You have a lot of moving parts. Taking this approach creates more moving parts for our coaching staff, but we have to get as much information as we possibly can out of every single game.
Mike, with the way the schedule you've just changed and everything, will you have the same kind of like a week going into the New Orleans game that you would in, say, an opener, or will there be a couple extra days?
The Monday and Tuesday schedule will be switched just because, we play Kansas City on Thursday night, so we're going to have to make roster moves on Monday, so that'll be their day off, as opposed to Tuesday's normally their day off, and then Tuesday will serve more like a Monday. So, meaning Friday and Saturday, obviously Sunday's a Wednesday, Monday's a, we play, Thursday to Thursday.
Right.
You with me?
Gotcha.
Are you going to play Hawk and Bishop, do you think, in this game?
Yeah, they'll play.
Did Mason Crosby come out of today's work probably?
I think that's really a question for tomorrow. I mean, that's they wanted to kick him in an unlimited fashion tonight. We accomplished that, so we'll see how he feels tomorrow.
Amon Reuben Turner today, I guess. Can you talk about your time with him?
Yeah, I actually tried to catch Amon before I came down to practice. I know he had the press conference here at 6:30 plus. But Amon was a special player, no question about it. His numbers speak for himself. And the thing I always appreciated was his running style, just the forward leaning explosion that he had as an inline runner. And he also had that unique ability and speed to finish long runs. So he's a Packer for life, and that's the way it should be. So I was proud to have the opportunity to work with him on.
Like everybody who didn't practice tonight, are they just out of the game Saturday?
No, I wouldn't say that. Yeah. We'll look at it. I mean, we're going to see what happens. So. You have 48 hours, and that's our approach.
Like,
I like the way you worded that question. That was good.
Is it your inclination on like a guy like Finley who's coming back from an injury and now is dealing with something you might not want to go with?
I'd like to see JerMichael play Saturday, but that's a medical decision. I mean, we could say that probably about a couple individuals. So it's the times we're in. We will obviously caution against playing guys before they're ready. We always have, and probably even more so this year.